This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Judy Daubenmeyer is a veteran AP reporter and a lecturer in history at the University of Michigan. She worked for over 25 years in the news business, and she was a volunteer researcher for Outfoxed, Rupert Murdoch's War on Journalism. And her new book is Project Rewire, New Media from the Inside Out. Judy, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Glad to be here.
I'm so glad you could spend some time with us. Judy, give us Judy Daubenmeyer 101, your background and what led to this particular project.
Well, I had been in journalism about 25 years. That's all I ever wanted to be when I was a kid growing up, from about the age of 10. And I really enjoyed it for about the first 20 years. And then the last five in the early 90s, I left the field in 97, really got to be very demoralizing. There was an emphasis in the field. I felt it at the state level. I was working in Michigan at the time, covering state government. There was an emphasis on light stories, a de-emphasis of government, funny stories, and so forth, and it just was no longer fulfilling. So I left the field and went into history, got a PhD, and after that I got involved with MoveOn.org in 2003, and that's when I got hooked up with Robert Greenwald and the folks who did Outfoxed, monitoring Fox News, to explore the type of journalism, using the term very loosely, that is practiced on Fox News.
Judy, tell us about this new book, Project Rewire, and what folks can expect when they open the cover here.
The book really has two parts. The first is sort of an essay that I wrote, a lengthy essay, giving the history of journalism sort of in the last 50 years of the 20th century. The rise of television, the golden age of television news with Edward R. Murrow and so forth, and Watergate reporting. And then the systemic changes that came about later in the 20th century, with the loss of the Fairness Doctrine, the rise of conservative talk radio and exclusion of other viewpoints, the trend towards shorter stories, celebrity news, and so forth, and sort of the overall decline in journalism, and sort of what we hope, at least what I hope will happen with the Internet in the way of competing and spurring and monitoring the news media to regain its role of a vigorous watchdog for government.
Judy, I know you hear this all the time. I certainly do. Aside from Fox, the liberal media hates America. They want the terrorists to win. They want the buildings to fall. What's your response to this?
You know, there's really no evidence that there is a liberal media. The liberal media claim is a myth that was started some 30 years ago with the help of a very wealthy right-wing foundation governed by the Scaife family, which was upset with the coverage of the Vietnam War, and they set up a group called Accuracy in Media that's still in business that kept attacking the media as liberal and trying to intimidate it and kept it up and kept it up. And then with the loss of the Fairness Doctrine, people like Rush Limbaugh and his imitators on talk radio could continue to claim that the media was biased. But when we look at content analysis, what stories are being written and whether they're biased in any particular way, we don't find that liberal bias. In fact, we find a conservative bias. The Project for Excellence in Journalism, or rather the Pew Trust, I'm sorry, looked at coverage of Gore's campaign in the year 2000 and found that 75% of the articles claimed that he was tainted by scandal, that he exaggerated or lied. You know, if it was a liberal media that was delivering the news, would 75% of the articles examined have had that sort of information about Al Gore? You know, that's just not true. That's not what would have happened. And there's a report out even today from Media Matters for America, which is a blog that covers, critiques the news media, on the conservative guests dominating the Sunday talk shows on all, not just Fox News, ABC, CBS, NBC, conservative guests outnumber liberal and progressive guests. And if it were a liberal media, you would think that they would be stocking those shows with liberal guests, but that's not happening. You know, so there's more evidence that there is not a liberal bias in the media. We just have a lot of people claiming it and trying to persuade everybody that there is.
And, well, that's a hard pill to swallow, though, because most people out there just believe that the news media does have a liberal bias, and you're saying it has a conservative bias.
It's counterintuitive because it's not what we hear all the time, but yet that's what the facts tell us. And I'm not sure that most people do believe that the media is liberal. You know, I think it's more contested than that. In fact, the new report out today, The State of the News Media in 2007, says most people would prefer to get their news from organizations with no bias at all. That's what they prefer.
Judy Dobenbyer's new book is Project Rewire, New Media from the Inside Out, and we're coming to you live from the Point Restaurant and Bar in the Omni Charlottesville Hotel on the downtown mall, giving away tickets to see Neil Bortz. Speaking of conservative talk show hosts, Neil Bortz is coming to Charlottesville. Judy, any thoughts on Neil Bortz?
He doesn't care for our blog very much, www.newshounds.us, and every time he attacks us, our blog, it has the motto, "We watch Fox, so you don't have to." Our readership goes way up, so I just hope he keeps doing what he's doing because he helps us out inadvertently. But,
Judy,
you know, the other part of your question
yes.
a minute ago was, you know, journalists want to see America fail. No, journalists want to see American government held to a standard of performance and to do its job and to be truthful. And sometimes that means, Democrats get criticized, and sometimes it means Republicans get criticized. They don't want either one. They're just trying to serve the truth and provide the truth to the public so the public can make its decisions.
There's a lot of people out there who get disgusted with Fox News, but there's also a lot of people who get disgusted with Keith Olbermann. And I think, in the end, people are just sort of sick of both sides, the vitriol on both sides. You know, I'm sick of the conservatives saying that liberals hate America. I'm sick of liberals saying that George Bush is Hitler. I think there's a point at which we just realize that most people are just sort of fed up with all of it.
Well, as I noted earlier, the State of the News Media report does say that most people would prefer nonpartisan journalism. In the early days of our country, that really wasn't true. Newspapers were partisan vehicles. And we moved away from that in the late 19th century, and that served us well throughout most of the 20th century, and that's still a model that most people prefer. But as for the difference between Fox News and Keith Olbermann, they're really two different animals. Fox News is a 24-hour organization that's totally dedicated to the right wing and to George Bush's presidency and to the Republican Party, and Keith Olbermann is one show on a network that includes conservative shows like Joe Scarborough's, and he does not resort to that sort of rhetoric. He doesn't call people names. He doesn't cut them off if they're talking about something he doesn't like, the way Bill O'Reilly does. He has a totally different style, and he's not wedded to a particular administration in the way Fox News is. And still in all, even though I enjoy watching Keith Olbermann, watch him several times a week, I prefer a more straight news format than what he sometimes delivers. And the other difference between Olbermann and Fox News is that, he doesn't get talking points facts to him practically every day from the White House, the way Fox News relies on its relationship with Republicans to format its news agenda.
Veteran AP reporter Judy Dobenbyer is my guest. The book is Project Rewire, New Media from the Inside Out, coming to you live from the Point Bar and Restaurant here at the Omni Charlottesville Hotel. A quick break. Judy, hang with us. We'll be right back. This is Charlottesville Right Now on News Radio 1070 WINA. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Coy Barefoot with you. We're coming to you live from the Point Restaurant and Bar at the Omni Charlottesville Hotel on the downtown mall. So glad you could join us this afternoon. We're giving away tickets to see Neil Bortz. He's coming to Charlottesville Wednesday. A week from tomorrow, he'll be here in town at 7 o'clock here at the Omni. And you can win tickets. All you have to do is come on down here to the Omni, fill out a little card, drop your name in the box. I'm drawing 13 pairs of tickets this hour, and we're giving them away. We're doing this all week, as a matter of fact. So I'll be someplace new each day, and all you have to do is come by, fill out a card, and I will hopefully draw your name from this little box here. And we'll do that in just a few minutes. Continue our conversation now with Judy Dobenmeyer, the author of Project Rewire. Judy, Dan Rather's in the news today. He gave a speech recently at a keynote speech where he said that journalists, and he included himself in this, have become lapdogs to power rather than watchdogs. And he said what we need in journalism is a spine transplant. You think he's right?
Absolutely. And I think there are multiple reasons for sort of the loss of journalistic courage. Corporate ownership, news organizations for the most part today are owned by huge corporations, and the news business is not the centerpiece or the jewel of the operation. It's just sort of one part of the bottom line, sort of like selling cotton candy at Disney World doesn't amount to much. It's not what they're proud of. There's been a consolidation of ownership. That means fewer voices, fewer points of view being aired. At the same time, besides those systemic changes, there's a fear of reporters of being labeled as unpatriotic at a time when the nation was going to war, for example, in the run-up to the Iraq War or the period immediately after 9/11. But at the same time, journalists themselves have become too cozy, I think, with the people that they are supposed to cover, the sources of power. And all of that sort of adds up to a press that's not very aggressive and that's afraid to challenge authority.
Judy, what do you think the Internet is bringing to the table? What are bloggers bringing to the table in this mix?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One is that they function as sort of an arena of criticism of the mainstream media. There have always been a few critics of the media, like Howard Kurtz for the Washington Post, for example, but that was really sort of a specialized field. But now anybody that can type can be a critic of the media, and there are a number of organizations out there doing that sort of watchdogging of the watchdogs. Newshounds.us, that I'm affiliated with, is one. Media Matters for America does all of the news organizations, not just Fox, the way we do. And they're able to mobilize public opinion, mobilize grassroots campaigns to call the media and complain about coverage. And this sort of counters the conservative pressure that had been exerted for 20 or 30 years by groups like Accuracy and Media. But they also compete with the media in breaking stories, covering stories, and shedding light on issues that aren't being covered that should be covered.
I believe the phone lines are open. Caller, you're on with Judy Dobenmeyer. Go right ahead. We have a caller? Judy, you strummed my heartstrings when you included Thomas Jefferson in your introduction. Why does Jefferson, his perspective and Jeffersonian principles fit into this mix?
Well, one of his famous comments was that if it was left for him whether to have a government without newspapers or a newspaper without government, he wouldn't hesitate to prefer the latter. And, what he's saying is that there needs to be sort of a check on government power, and that absent that, people that are seeking the truth, that there's sort of a marketplace of ideas that is open and easily accessible by everybody, that can sort of function in some ways to promote the public good in the same way that government is supposed to promote the public good.
Judy Dobenmeyer is a veteran AP reporter and now a lecturer in history at the University of Michigan. She was a volunteer researcher for Outfoxed, Rupert Murdoch's War on Journalism, and her new book is Project Rewire, New Media from the Inside Out. Judy, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. I enjoyed it.
Take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.